So you took it right to them. You played such a great first half, but then they closed it out and tied you up at halftime. How much did that take away some momentum of that good first half you had?
Well, I certainly, took some momentum away. But that said, we were just trying to give ourselves an opportunity at the very end to compete and win that game. So, we were a little upset that we weren't, didn't have a lead. But that said, they're a good basketball team, and our objective was, can you come down the last 3 minutes, have a chance to win the game?
You knew they were going to come out and throw everything at you in the third quarter, and they went inside. They used their size, and that's really hard to overcome.
Yeah, they did. They went right down in there as a state champ would, and they went right into the low post. And ultimately, we didn't get it. We didn't get it stopped. And that was a good adjustment on their part. We were trying to do some other things, but they went right down in there and consequently made us pay.
James Morris kind of tweaked a leg, had such a great first half, really wasn't the player in the second half. That had to kind of hurt your team a lot.
Yeah, James tweaked an ankle, but, ultimately that's just part of the game. You get injuries and you got to overcome them, but certainly it didn't help things out at all. But James is a competitor, and he grinded it, and we were able to continue to battle.
Well, some coaches don't like moral victories, but you played this team, state champion, defending state champions, nose to nose. You got to feel happy and proud of how your kids battled out there.
And that's one of those things that are catch 22. We're happy that in the sense that we competed hard, but I knew they would. So we weren't looking for a sentimental kind of thing, and that we really honestly thought we could get them. And I know our guys thought that too, but we battled our brains out, and ultimately they were better than us this evening.
You got to shake off this loss and get ready for a third place game. That's got to be hard.
Well, sometimes people say that's hard, but for goodness sake, opportunity to play on the state floor and a nice crowd and a great venue. IHSA does a great job. To me, that's not a hard sell job to try to get yourself to come out there and play basketball. Last time our seniors are going to put on a Saints jersey, that sounds fun, really. So I don't think it's going to be that hard.
Well, not the trophy that you wanted to come back to Bloomington with, but you got to be happy playing tomorrow and taking home some hardware.
Absolutely. You come here and you try to win a state championship. Didn't work out this time, but you know what? You just keep going, keep grinding, and I'm proud of our guys.
Thanks, Coach.
God bless.